You're listening to SBS News.
Simon Chen, who now lives in London, is working to build an activist community outside his former homeland of Hong Kong.
If the democracy we wait for many years, that Beijing cannot grant us democracy, we just simply built oneself, built one for ourselves.
He has set up resources such as Haven Assistance, a Facebook group to help Hong Kongers wanting to leave the territory.
This would be for rescuing my fellowmates, Hong Kong people, who could be persecuted by the authorities. So we share this kind of asylum policy with them.
The 29-year-old made global headlines last year when he alleged he had been interrogated and beaten by China's secret police during a trip to the mainland, claims that China denies. He's one of six on a wanted list, according to Chinese state media, for violating the new security law.
I was a bit shocked, but I'm not very afraid of it. I did nothing wrong and I didn't violate any consciousness and any moral principles.
The issuing of the warrants appears to mark the first time authorities have used the law to target pro-democracy campaigners outside the city. Lei Ha Chan, an Asian studies expert from the University of Technology, says while it's unlikely to have any legal impact on the six activists, moves like this will have a chilling effect on people still living in the city.
For those people in Hong Kong, it's very hard for them to act because you can see just a couple of days ago, they arrested Jimmy Lei. And so that means that they try to control the voice of the civil society.
Eldia, not his real name, who fled here after being charged with rioting, denies doing anything wrong and says he was simply at the wrong place at the wrong time. The student says such moves by Hong Kong authorities reaffirms his decision to leave.
I think I will keep speak for Hong Kong and keep activating, because that's why we choosing to leave, because nowadays Hong Kong already don't have freedom of speech.
Hong Kong police declined to comment on the reported arrest warrants.